And let's take a comedy break.
Keep supporting, man. Black things, whatever we do, man. Movies. Don't buy the bootleg, please. Please don't buy the bootleg. Bootleg quality is horrible sometimes. Somebody sold me a bootleg of the movie Ray Charles, and wasn't even blind in my movie. I'm looking at Ray, he looking at me. I love that movie, Ray, man. Jamie Foxx put it down. I rented that movie. Man. I was walking around my house all week doing this. You know, I really dig that, man. You hear the hummingbird outside the window? Just love it, man. Took over Hollywood. Hollywood's something else, man. Hollywood be stereotyping. Like in Hollywood, they say I'm a non-threatening black man. That sounds like if I approach somebody 12 midnight at an ATM machine, they won't get scared. They'll turn, look at me, and go, oh, hey. Whew, I thought you were a real Negro at first. Thank God you're one of the non-threatening ones. I feel safe. How could you tell if somebody non-threatening by looking at them, you know? Because I got a brother, 240 pounds of muscle. If I'm non-threatening, what is he, a that eat your kids or something? Right. I'm trying not to cuss, man. They told me not to cuss. It's a Saturday night, I'm in Atlanta. That's all I want to do is cuss, you know? Give me some Hennessy and cuss my ass off. That's why I like older black people. Older black people could cuss you out without profanity and still make you feel bad. I got an aunt do that. She'll tell you, you ain't nothing but a liar, a cheating thief. Your feet stink and you don't know Jesus. I don't know Jesus? I went to Sunday school. I know him. It's good y'all out here, man. I feel bad for kids today, man. Kids be joining gangs and stuff. Crips and the Bloods. I was a Cub Scout. Right? It wasn't about red or blue. It was about khaki, you know? Cub Scouts, they taught us to do nice stuff. Help old ladies across the street. I never understood why they wanted to do that, though, man. This woman, 90 years old. She been crossing the street for years. I'm 7. I stopped peeing in the bed a week ago. I'll mess around and get both of us killed. I was an evil Cub Scout, man. I used to walk around my neighborhood with a white dog. Pretty white German Shepherd named Cocaine. I'm dead serious. That was my dog, Cocaine. My sister named my dog Cocaine because he was white. I ain't know what it was, but I just knew I loved me some cocaine, you know? I went everywhere with cocaine. It was weird when I would lose them, because I'd be on the corner screaming, cocaine! Cocaine! The drug dealers thought I was snitching. Like, what you doing out here screaming at it for? I'm looking for cocaine. It's a damn shame. A 7-year-old junkie. And you supposed to be a Cub Scout. Here, take this to help get that monkey off your back. I grew up in a drug-infested neighborhood. The United States. There's drugs everywhere, man. People think it's just the inner city, man. Suburbs got drug problems. Inner city don't need meth with. Sniffing glue? I saw kids in the suburbs dying from sniffing glue. I ain't never seen brothers on the corner, yo, man, got that Elmer's sneaking. What, this ain't no kindergarten bull right here, man. This that Office Max stuff. Just say, how you doing arts and crafts and things? America's a weird place, man. It's weird, like this whole flood, like opened my eyes to different things, right? Because it became a big racial thing. But after 9/11, we were Americans, right? Everybody saw that commercial where they'll show like a black person come out, I am an American. Then a white person come out, I am an American. And another person be like, I am an American. They'd be like, nah. You better show me a birth certificate or I'm calling immigration on your ass. You ain't American looking like that.